All right, Dave Plyer in for Bob Surratt this morning. You know, someone just texted. What good timing here. Is anyone going to mention what Memorial Day is all about? It is honoring and mourning the military personnel who died in the line of duty. That is what it's all about. But it all started, Dave, with Decoration Day. Let's talk a little bit about that.
It did start with Decoration Day. And while there were some observances around the country here and there, there really wasn't anything uniform until just after the Civil War. And one of the very first Memorial Day or Decoration Day observances took place in Southern Illinois, in Carbondale, home to Southern Illinois University, of course, SIU down there. And it took place in a cemetery there called Woodlawn Cemetery, April 29th, 1866. And the person who was more or less a master of ceremonies at the time was General John A. Logan, who was a Civil War general, a native of Southern Illinois. And we in Chicago have a connection to him because Logan Square is named for him.
That's right.
And also there is a statue of John A. Logan atop a horse I think it's 9th and Michigan in Grant Park. There's always a Memorial Day observance there, a ceremony there. There will be one later this morning. And by the way, I found out something just this weekend, Dave, that the hill that the statue sits on was supposed to be the gravesite for Logan and his wife.
Oh.
They ended up being buried in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
I didn't know that
until
just this weekend. Anyway, Logan held a ceremony in 1866 and then started pushing for a uniform memorial observance, which started in 1868. And for many years, my father always referred to it as Decoration Day.
I remember you telling me that because it was about decorating the graves.
Adorning and decorating the graves with flowers and some sort of a thank you, a gratitude. You may even say, you know, some affection for a family member who lost their life in a war. And then it became Memorial Day over the years. And finally, in 1968, there was a Uniform Holiday Act, an act of Congress in 1968, which moved holidays like Memorial Day and Labor Day to the three-day weekends that we know now.
That's right. That's actually right. And I will say that also the oldest Memorial Day parade, Doylestown, Pennsylvania.
Right.
And New York was the first state to declare Memorial Day. So there were some...
The state, as I say, there were some observances here and there. But a uniform holiday began in the 1860s. John A. Logan pushing for that.
Arlington National Cemetery averages about 28 funerals a day.
Yeah.
And my son just did his eighth grade trip out there. It was a whirlwind 3 days, but Arlington National Cemetery was absolutely a must stop there. Most municipalities will fly their flags. You know, it's funny. I saw the other day a school had the flag at half mast, and I was like, I just didn't think about Memorial Day because usually they do it on Monday, but they had it up all weekend. But you're to fly your flags at half staff until noon in recognition of Memorial Day. Let's see here.
May I make a recommendation also, since we're talking about Arlington and Memorial Day? Everybody should at least once visit the changing of the guard at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
Yeah, it is a moments of silence. Oh, you will never forget it. I think I was there during it was a rainstorm a couple years ago, and it doesn't matter. Rain, sleet, or snow.
Day
all of
and
that's
night,
happening.
365 days a year, they are there.
Also, at 3 p.m., the U.S. will take a minute of silence for the National Moment of Remembrance. So former President Bill Clinton signed the act establishing that in the year 2000. There's also some states that still celebrate Confederate Memorial Day.
I wouldn't be surprised, I know that Vicksburg, Mississippi, did not celebrate a 4th of July holiday until into the mid-20th century, you know,
Really?
Yeah, well, you know, the disappointment, you might say, or just be, you know, the feelings after the Civil War lingered for a very long time.
So I want to mention somebody that 20 years ago, and I can't believe it's been 20 years already, back in 2006, a very close friend of mine, his name was Captain Shane Mahaffey. He was an active reservist who became quite a successful lawyer, was married to my very good friend Jennifer, two children. And when he was called to duty in December of 2005, in May of 2006, he was critically wounded while on patrol south of Baghdad. He died on May 15th in the War on Terror. And these are the people that we are the home of the free because of the brave that served and protected, and something that's not to forget as far as Memorial Day is concerned. You know, people
110% right.
And people always talk about that's why the confusion between Memorial Day and Veterans Day. I mean, you should always thank a veteran and thank them for their service. But today is truly about those that we lost in the United States. So
yeah. I had two uncles that served in World War II, and I'll never forget a lifelong friend of mine whose father served in World War II and never really mentioned about what he did in World War II. And then one day the topic came up and I said, where did you serve in World War II? And he said, Dave, I landed at Normandy.
Wow. Yeah. They didn't talk about it. There was a generation that, you know, there was no PTSD. There was nothing like that. You just dealt with it and didn't talk about it. And I agree with you. So like, that's why, you know, when we talked to Gary Meyer after the 8:30 news, you know, his father did the same thing, never spoke to him about the war. And one day sat down with a tape recorder and just told his
story. Started talking. Yeah.
He told his story. And my grandfather did talk about it a little bit. And I remember, you know, when we had a limited amount of channels watching WTTW and watching World War II shows, not movies, really shows about World War II. And I know he had a Purple Heart. He was shot in the leg. And I remember seeing that scar. But again, never really spoke about it.
Yeah.
All right, more history right after this on 720 WGN. All right, Dave Plyer for Bob Surratt with Dave Schwann here on 720 WGN. We're talking about Memorial Day history. Please say something, 773, about the USS Indianapolis and the over 800 men who sacrificed their lives for our freedom during World War II. Thank you for that. Dave, someone wants to know from 815, the story of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
Well, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier goes back now over a century, and I am saying that the initial unknown soldier was a soldier that they just couldn't identify from World War I. They tried, you know, there was apparently no identification on the person's body, and try as they might, they couldn't find anyone that, you know, would know mm-hmm. this person. So In order to remember this person, you know, can't forget that sacrifice, they began the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Arlington National Cemetery. And in succeeding conflicts and wars, there have been, there's a World War II person that's there, and I believe a Korean person. And I think during the Reagan administration, there was a Vietnam veteran that they just couldn't identify. And I remember President Reagan doing a special ceremony about that there are several unknown soldiers at that tomb.
I wonder with DNA and everything that we can figure this out someday.
Perhaps that wasn't available until, 25, 30 years ago or so.
But we're here now. We mentioned that it's going to be 85 degrees today, 77 downtown. Some of the records on Memorial Day, 95 degrees in 2012 and 2018, 42 degrees in 1889. lowest temp overnight on Memorial Day was 32 in 1992, and 50 out of 146 Memorial Days get rain. So we're lucky, I guess.
This is going to be a great day. Can I jump in just one more time? We had a listener text in, Dave, about the USS Indianapolis.
Yeah.
That is a horrifying story, just an absolutely horrifying story. And you talk about bravery above and beyond the call of duty. The Indianapolis was the boat that delivered the atomic bomb to you know, for the bombing of Hiroshima in Japan. It was a top secret mission. And just after they had delivered the bomb, they were torpedoed in the Pacific Ocean. The boat sank in less than an hour, and no distress signal had been sent because that mission was so secret. Therefore, the survivors were at the mercy of the sharks in the water.
Oh, my God. Wow.
And several of them didn't make it out. And it was several days, maybe a week or more, until an Allied forces plane, a U.S. plane, saw the men floating in the water and were able to bring those in. There had been reunions for the, wow, the survivors of the Indianapolis, but it's just a horrifying story.
There's a survivor from that is 106 years old that WGN-TV was profiling morning.
Yeah, I think News Nation talked to this person from Pearl Harbor.
Pearl Harbor. It is a beautiful day. There are some Memorial Day TV marathons on. You know, Band of Brothers is on A&E. There's World War II with Tom Hanks on the History Channel later tonight till tomorrow. But you can catch Saving Private Ryan. It's streaming on Peacock. Platoon is on Amazon Prime. Kelly's Heroes, Clint Eastwood, Telly Savalas, Carol O'Connor, Don Rickles, Donald Sutherland, Gavin McLeod, Stuart Margolin. It's like lineup. Holy cow. That's that's on Amazon Prime. Run Silent, Run Deep. You can watch that free on Pluto, and that's Clark Gable, Don Rickles. I don't think Don Rickles, all these war movies. Burt Lancaster, James Arness, Jack Warden.
Wasn't he in the Dirty Dozen?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. yeah. Dirty Dozen playing right now, actually. But later today, The Great Escape on Turner Classic.
Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah, you know, I always feel like I need a little touch of that before bedtime, just to kind of, you know, visually remind us of what today is all about, for sure.